Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Well, Paul Mercurio and Sean Ganahan and Sean O'Brien en route.
Yes, they are.
See it on our Twitter page. Apparently, Ganahan and O'Brien have no pants on.
Perfect.
I can't wait.
But they're in the back seat, where you should be with no pants on.
And it's cold out.
Right.
I'm sure they've been counting down the days just like we have. Bowl season finally here tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Who is in the Las Vegas Bowl?
Yeah, Boise State and Oregon. That'd be your headliner for the weekend.
Right.
Yep, and you also got the New Orleans Bowl, the Cure Bowl, the Mexico Bowl, or New Mexico Bowl, that is.
Yeah.
Camellia
exactly.
Bowl.
Right.
Yep. Been waiting to watch Middle Tennessee State all year. You finally get to tomorrow. Hello, Mr. Mercurio.
Hello.
And what's up, brother?
Here?
Sit over there, Paul.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
All righty. Hey, man.
Tony, you can join us for sports. Gannett knows nothing about sports, so sit there.
Yay.
Just sit there.
He might have just read something,
I know,
though.
Have Tony sit here for sports. Tony knows sports. Mercurio knows sports. Gannett, O'Brien does, too, but he's coming in later, and Gannett doesn't know dick. All right. Because he admitted that yesterday, and we figured it out when we talked sports. He knows nothing.
Gannett's Tony trying to look like a Jew. Look at those glasses.
Oh, we found out his dad's Jewish. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, exactly. The whole Hungarian thing. Yeah. Jew. I turn back there, and it's like, oh, look, an accountant's driving with us.
I didn't see those glasses on yet. You do look like my roommate in college. Look just like you,
and
man.
The whole time in the car, he starts talking like Woody Allen, like, that little girl's cute.
That little girl.
We got all Roy Moore here this morning already. Thank you there. Paul Mercurio with us, funnybonehall.com. Tickets this weekend. It's here, buddy Paul.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, nice to be here in the place, in the thing with you.
Yeah, it's good to get here, man. I know that the flight was a problem there yesterday. It's too
absolutely,
bad.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's too bad. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, you said my nose is still bleeding.
My nose is still
bleeding. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Your nose.
This fingernail. Literally, we hit turbulence, and it jammed into the inside of my nose, and I cut the inside of my nose.
A good story to tell the air.
I know, exactly. Man, I got a woman sitting next to me, and I got a bloody nose. She probably thinks I'm doing blow.
Oh, of course she does. New York skinny guy on a plane, you're all coked up.
The amount of time between the blood started coming and she hit the button to be moved was about 3 seconds. Could I go sit on the wing? I'd rather be sitting on the wing right now.
Well, that's a better story than I was picking my nose and we hit some turbulence and my fingernail cut my nose.
Yeah,
Coke?
Exactly. Coke is a better story, right? Sorry to a bunch of Coke before I got a plane. Because cocaine on a plane is great.
Yeah.
It's always fun to be jacked up on a plane.
Oh, Petey, we also have playoff football tonight.
That's right, the Dakotas, right?
Yes, North Dakota State plays Sam Houston, and I think
that's
South Dakota
Division 1
State.
Double-A stuff, right? Yeah.
Is it South Dakota State and somebody else tomorrow?
I don't know. But I at least it's playoffs. So
those games actually draw ratings-wise similar numbers to any of these other bowl games.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. And overall, this season, college football, kind of interesting. You know, we'll see if it rebounds on the playoffs, which are on New Year's Day again. But overall, like, four of the six major carriers of college football, CBS, ABC, NBC, and ESPN, their ratings down on the year for college football. The interest this year,
because it loses its steam. It just loses all momentum once the conference playoffs.
Yep.
And then that lag, that 6-week lag.
It's awful. And it's stupid.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, it's not top of mind to people anymore.
And it was kind of like spread all over the place. There was not one dominant team.
True, and you still need to. If you add more playoff teams, people will be more interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jim Harbaugh, though, he tucks his sweatshirt into his khakis,
which is not a
smart
cool thing to do, Sean. Either one of you guys. guys do that.
He's starting to be
making me nervous standing over there now.
I know.
It's only got one seat and Colleen's in it. Yeah. They're standing there like they're on the bench or something like that. We're not bringing you in to pinch hit at all, man. You're staying right there, man.
The Irish Sean's stuffing like eggs in his pants. He's trying to get as much free food out of this as he can.
Hog Wild's here. Enjoy the food.
Hog Wild.
Harbaugh said, and he's starting to be outspoken about this. He said, I just analyze it in terms of every other sport, whether it's gymnastics, basketball, pro football, FCS football. Pick a sport. They have a playoff. You have a great model with the NFL with their 12 teams, a great model in the FCS with their 16 teams, and they just increased it to 24.
Good for Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Because a lot of coaches are afraid of the playoffs because they don't want to lose their gigs.
Exactly.
And he's good.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And actually, I think it would save some coaches' gigs to get in the playoffs.
Yes, yes.
You know?
For
whatever,
sure.
Whatever. Let's talk, you know, NFL.
Well, guys,
Mercurio's
like him.
Mercurio's a Patriot fan. Screw the Patriots.
Oh, man. We're coming.
Yes, it's this weekend.
This is the worst thing. The beat down that we got this past game was the worst thing that could have happened to you guys, because now they're going to be so focused.
I know. Shut up.
They're going to be so focused.
Shut up. Take your Brady Trump ass out of here.
Listen, I'm actually Wow, this got really. Hey, I'll have to sue you. My attorney's a Jew.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Oh, good aunt. Good aunt, your attorney.
Exactly.
Again, it's in Pittsburgh, right?
What? It's in Pittsburgh, yeah. They can't beat the Patriots. It just sucks.
Are you guys, Antonio,
sure
by
can.
The way, Antonio
we got a great
Brown.
Offense. If this would be the year we can beat the Patriots, maybe. We'll have to play them again. We have
so
to play
good.
Them twice.
This past game, you guys look scary good.
But we're going to have to play you guys twice.
Right. And he's
most
not,
likely.
Yeah, and they're not going to have. Well, I don't feel bad for Brady, though. I'm like, I'm a fan,
I know
and
you
I'm
are.
Sick of how perfect. He
good.
He had a bad day. Like the last time he had a bad day, I don't know. Like he dropped his Super Bowl ring down the shower while he was banging Giselle. Like, that's a bad day.
Shut up.
Yeah,
shut up.
No, but yeah, I get that.
The leather in his Bentley doesn't match her areola. Right?
That's a bad day, huh?
I can't. He could make any commercial in the world that he wants to make. He makes one commercial.
Banging a mattress.
Right, that creepy commercial.
Banging a mattress.
How is it?
We've been saying he's banging a mattress for 2 years now in that commercial.
What is going on in that room?
He's banging a mattress.
It's
perfect.
There's a little sign, Pedophile Palace.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know if it's a.
Perfect.
Perfect. What's a young mattress?
Yeah.
It's a young mattress.
Yeah, I think there's a different term for banging a mattress.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. You go with that one. Go with the word pedophile.
The Cheaters are a 3-point favorite in that game.
Yeah,
kind of does seem like a tough spot for them to lose
that's
coming off the game they just played.
Still surprised to be their favorites in Pittsburgh when Pittsburgh's healthy and their offense is incredible.
I wonder if they wouldn't have lost to the Dolphins if that point spread.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a money line. It's a money line.
Well, and Pittsburgh's defense just let Joe Flacco throw 38 on them.
Flacco's not bad, man.
Yeah, he's not good.
Flacco's not bad.
But I'm telling you, Belichick, this is going to be brutal, like for the Patriots. You know,
this week?
It's Belichick. He's a curmudgeon-y.
I know.
The guy frowns during orgasm. Like, you can't. cannot hope.
It's good that you know that.
Yes.
That was good.
Well, you got to try that mattress out.
You've met Belichick. You've been in Kraft's box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got pictures of you and your son with Kraft.
Yeah.
You're through and through. You're a Providence guy. I understand you like the Patriots. I don't like Patriot fans in this state because they.
Everybody.
They can't put Boston on. They couldn't pick Boston out in the map.
Yeah, that's it. Well. Yeah.
Brady's cute.
Growing
Brady's
up in
cute.
Providence, that's all you had.
Yeah, of course.
We had Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox,
you're
Patriots,
Providence
and so, you know, but we went through the years with Steve Grogan and everything.
Yeah, you're old
else.
Enough to remember
Steve
the Patriots Grogan. Sucking.
That long-necked giraffe.
Right.
That poor excuse for a man, but get me started.
And Foxborough is about the same amount of driving from Boston as it is from Providence, is it not?
Yeah, it's about right in the middle, like in kind of the woods.
Yeah,
and they got like a 2-lane road. There's always backed up traffic. It's a nicer stadium now, but it was like
a dump back in the 70s, 80s.
Or, you don't have any shoes on.
They're right here, flip-flops. Yeah. Aloha state of mind. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah. You also have athlete's foot. This is crazy.
He golfs with bare feet.
You golf with bare feet?
Yeah, just Aloha state
What are you, trying
of mind.
To get out naked and afraid?
No, man.
He ain't afraid.
It's like comfort.
Yeah. Really?
What else going, Petey?
Well, it is a good weekend of the NFL. Only 3 weeks left. We get some Saturday football now since college football is gone. We get Saturday NFL, 2 games on Saturday. Bears-Lions. Lions still in the playoff hunt. And then Clippers at Chiefs, the night game in that one. That's basically that could decide the AFC worst. The Vikings are a 12-point favorite against the Bengals.
Todd. They're a real deal, that
yeah,
team.
Todd's a Vikes fan, obviously, yeah.
The Wentzless Eagles are still 8.5-point favorites at the Giants. A-A-Ron comes back to play the Scams in the Scams.
I like the Fran Tarkenton when he was the Vikings.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Thanks for making me feel good. Yeah.
Then Rams Seahawks in the afternoon. And the Sunday night game is
Vince
Cowboys
Lombardi.
Raiders.
Big fan of Vince Lombardi, too.
It's not a friendly room, Paul. You know that.
Exactly.
No kidding.
Trying to bond with Todd.
Yeah,
you know.
Whatever.
Trying to bond.
About Fran Tarkin.
I like Fran Tarkin.
Yeah.
I like Viking helmets. I made a Viking ship in the boys' club when I was 12.
There you go. That'll work for him.
And the Browns still 0-13. They host the still in the playoff hunt Ravens. So that's kind of, you know.
I think there are too many games. I think it's gotten watered down.
The Browns are going to win one game. They're going to beat the Steelers the final game because the Steelers, if they have no place to go in the playoff they're going to rest everybody.
Yeah, they got nothing to play for.
That'd be the game. They might go 1-16.
Yeah. I think Antonio Brown should be up for MVP.
So do I.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. So do I.
Absolutely.
He's got 1,500 like receiving.
That's insane.
He's just weird. Insane. Freaky insane.
It's amazing, yeah. Amazing.
He made a catch in that last game along the right sideline.
Well, it kept them in it, yeah. Ew. Yep.
I like him.
I do too.
He's no Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah.
But I
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you won't be cheering for him Sunday, Mercurio.
No,
so screw
I won't.
Off, man.
I won't.
No, he's no suck up to my Steelers.
He's no Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, man.
Not even Ahmad Rashad.
Adrian Peterson, former Viking great, is going on the IR with a neck injury, 33 years old. Potentially last we'll see of him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple good games for the Cardinals, but he may be done. There wasn't a lot of interest in him anyways.
No.
And the Saints obviously made a pretty good decision. They've looked pretty good without him. And then Roger Goodell expanded a little bit. Remember, his contract was extended through 2024. There's a lot of people who think it'll be his last contract
that money
with the National
Football
League.
That money is outrageous, Ben. How much profit could you bring a company and they pay you $40 million a year?
Somebody said that
a lot.
Yeah.
Somebody said they went from like a $5 billion league to a $15 billion
And you're right. So $40 million is nothing.
That's nothing. That's actually probably underpaid for CEOs of other $10 to $15 billion industries.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
probably low pay, to be
right.
honest.
They didn't think he was worth that.
No. I'm not
getting that.
I'm not.
Maybe it's because,
him.
Like, but in public, he makes like 5 mistakes a year.
Right.
Like,
big, that's
yeah,
it.
Big ones.
That's it.
Yeah. And big ones, yeah.
Yeah. And he said the private plane thing, no. He goes, any access I have to plane, I pay for. And the
so he's not stuck at LaGuardia like Paul.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still flying private.
With a nosebleed.
Right, exactly.
With a nosebleed. Goodell's not picking his nose for turbulence.
He has someone with no fingernails pick his nose for him.
Right, because it can still be turbulent in a private plane.
Exactly.
He has Jerry Jones' son-in-law sitting next to him.
Exactly. Jerry Jones' son-in-law. Yeah,
exactly. Picking his nose.
Right. Pick his nose for him.
Through this stretch in 2009, this was, 8 years ago, Tiger Woods was going through announcing his indefinite leave from professional golf to focus on his marriage. We didn't know the depth of everything yet.
Was this the year before?
No, this
is after Thanksgiving.
This was after it happened. Yeah, we didn't really know what all the details of all of it.
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please... take your name off your phone. My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me.
He's beaten down.
In that situation,
he's
I have so down. Much sympathy for that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
because every guy might not be exactly that. But every guy's done something where they're that afraid. They're that afraid.
Yeah, but you don't leap the message.
No, I know.
Hi,
that.
This is Tiger. Again, it's Tiger Woods. WOOD.
You know I'm bagging you?
Yeah.
And don't call my wife.
I was just inside of you about an hour ago.
You might remember me from.
This is Tiger Woods. You know, the black guy.
Yeah. Good thing he made that call because that fixed everything.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
She
saved
with
him,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we were just learning about about all his mistresses at this point.
Right.
Right. It was just starting to come
and
out.
And they were just showing up out of everywhere, yeah. man.
Right. Vegas, every Perkins in
Vegas,
America.
Yeah. And Vegas. And the hot chicks in Vegas.
Yeah. That's yeah. True. Yeah.
But his wife is
gorgeous.
So hot.
Amazing.
So hot.
Absolutely.
I don't get like,
we're guys, man.
I don't either, but you're right. Guys. His wife was really
who's
hot.
Who's the guy? Oh, it was Harvey Weinstein. His wife was hot.
She is hot.
I didn't know anything about his wife, and I'm expecting to see like a
some old like a woman
shriveled up Jew, Hungarian Jew. and I look at she's like super hot.
Well,
I'm like,
he's worth $1 zillion. So yeah. It did surprise me she was that hot, though.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, and somebody must have that kind of Harvey Weinstein money because they, in an auction, gave $210,000 to have a short lesson with Tiger Woods, a short golf lesson. I'm hoping it's not a short game lesson because that's been brutal for Tiger lately.
So, okay, so I hit it in that sand
how
again?
Much?
Is that what I do?
Yeah, right.
How much?
$210,000 for a lesson
holes.
With Tiger Woods.
That is 18 holes.
Might be a playing lesson, might not be. Might be an hour.
I guess it's more to play 18.
Does the money go to charity, or
it was a charity kind of thing.
Oh, an auction sort of thing.
Yeah.
Tiger should come in just suck it. I don't know how to do this. I still suck, man. You see me play? Suck.
Guy comes with his wife and two holes in. He's banging his wife in the cart. Hey, is this part? Hey, it's part of the thing.
Yeah. When I was at my best,
I'm giving
him
my short game, buddy. Yeah. Back off.
And you might not have noticed, but the PGA and LPGA made some more rule changes. They always make rule changes. They have a billion rules.
Too many.
But they did take away one that was becoming very annoying, specifically to players, and this was the fact that callers could call in Todd if they mentioned, saw some sort of a violation of the rules, and then they would check into it further. And many times during a major open for both men and women, they would adjust the scoring based on some snitch calling them in.
By the way, those cameras were only on certain players too, so the other guys weren't.
Exactly.
You're zooming on somebody's balls,
Now
that's like close. Yeah.
TV viewers can now not rat out.
Plus just narc bitches.
Yeah. God.
This is some funny writing for the win. It's a USA Today spinoff. They said, so some other things to fill the time
that's
of
like
these people.
The NFL taking calls on holding. Hey, that guy was holding.
Again,
I saw that.
Every play. Somebody's calling every play. Holding. Here's some other things that these little sniveling snitches could occupy their time with. Monitor any plate sharing being done at local buffets.
You don't do that.
Count items in a grocery store express checkout lane. Right. Make sure everybody's up to date
on
that.
Well, that pisses me off sometimes. I'll count. But a six-pack is just one.
But that's how...
It is just one.
That's what I say.
It is one.
It's one boop.
One boop. Because they're all tied
down.
Yeah.
It's one boop.
Right.
How about monitoring the people using coupons still with a group? It's electronic, but to see an old woman going through her phone trying to find the group.
Or digging into her purse for a checkbook.
And
just punch her in the head, man. You're punching her in the head.
How about duplicate items in the express lane? Does that count as one?
No, that's two.
They say it does, technically, but I don't believe in that.
No, if I buy two boxes of garbage bags,
that's two items.
What if I buy five apples?
Well, you're a freak.
But they're like,
if they're in a barefoot.
A guy who goes in the market with bare feet. I did that once at a market up in Connecticut.
No shirt, no shoes?
They came in. They were on me like white on rice. They came in like, you can't have... Like, where did you come from? Like, I didn't even, like,
was it the, like
were you
walking
shirtless
off the beach?
Or shoeless?
No, it was shoeless.
Okay. Right.
But what? But what's the problem? I'm not picking grapes with my toes.
It'd be fun to watch.
I'm not going like, nah, I don't want that one.
Paul, I'm dressed and they're on me when I walk in.
That's because you're black.
Yeah. You look very black. More, you're not mocha. You're like, hey, this guy's got a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
And not a job. And a lot
of kids
who he doesn't support.
He's got one kid.
One kid, that's it.
And he supported
him. Is everything okay? Are you shooting blanks? And you're married with a ring on?
Yeah,
you
is.
Really rejected your race.
No. White chick.
Whoa! Way to go.
Yeah, it's a white chick. It's a white chick.
Is your kid more white or black?
No.
Color-wise.
No, he had a kid to somebody else.
Different mom.
There you go. You brought it back. My faith in man continues.
You brought it back. No, baby's mom is a Mexican chick.
Yeah, she's half Mexican.
Oh, you married a Mexican chick?
No, I'm not married. I'm married to a white chick, but my son is half Mexican.
Your son is half Mexican and half black?
Yeah. Half
black. Wow, could, put it, could you have put her in a more of a hole as a human being?
Jesus. White chick with a small booty, by the way.
Small, oh, yeah. Small ass white chick.
You
small
do everything booty. Ass backwards, man. You have a kid who's black and Mexican?
Yes.
Jesus, what?
Could you put him more in a hole? Yeah.
And he likes country music and NASCAR.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, Tiana music. He likes Tiana music.
Tiana.
Yeah.
That you're going to tell me that he turns down the music because it's too loud. Yeah. Really? How is he at digging holes?
Go find out.
He does it halfway and then he stops.
Yeah,
the black
yeah, exactly. He half-ass does it.
I hope blacks and Mexicans come to my show this weekend.
Paul McCurry is funnybuttomaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow, one on Sunday. And he'll do that to you in the crowd, too.
We had a Mexican roofer last night.
Did you really?
Show.
Wow, yeah. That's redundant.
Very nice guy, and he could not speak a word of English.
But really?
Really? Did he understand your show? How does he understand your show?
Well, I would still understand. It's a cry for help.
Fair point.
That's it.
It's a cry for help.
Did he get O'Brien or Ganache?
No, they didn't want anything to do with the guy. They went over to him, but they were holding their pockets. Just to make sure. No, he was a very nice guy. He was a young guy. And he's a roofer.
Did he come with people that spoke English, obviously?
Yeah, he was with a group.
Okay.
A
roofing group.
Yeah, yeah.
A roofing group.
They're all over town, man.
They, yeah, you can sit about a mile away. They all have knee pads on.
See? They came with their knee pads on. They wear knee pads. He's right. Relax.
Yeah, that's a hard job.
It's occupation.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get you off.
No,
we're almost done.
Black
please.
And Mexican.
Done,
my actually. Head's exploding.
All I right. did want to bring up one other rule that's changed in golf. This is related to the LPGA. This actually happened in July.
Those
we were
women
on break.
Are hot. There were a lot of hot women.
They are, and I'm glad you said that because the LPGA had been. It looked like they'd been embracing that with their women and allowing them to wear some things that were that looked good. It was worth watching the LPGA.
The golf skirts are just what they wear anyway,
and not the heavy set lesbians.
No,
I mean the nice.
No, I was watching some chick golf. God, I remember she's pretty good. Charlie somebody, Charlie Huff. Oh yeah. What's her name? Yeah. She was wearing like tight shorts. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good-looking girls on the tour now, and the LPGA has realized it, and apparently the louder voice is the ones who aren't because they've gone back to some rules from 1951 where they're reminding the ladies that this new dress code is enforced, plunging, necklines not allowed, length of skirt or skirt shall not...
Or squirt.
Is that what I said? Squirt?
Length of squirt.
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 Wow.
Squirt. So now I got to wear like a pantsuit when they go off?
Yeah, you cannot, no matter whether you're standing or bending over, you will not be able to see your bottom area. This is their language in these things. So they're really shutting down like the things that are
That will draw men in
that
the
would
watch.
Help, yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, that's stupid.
I know.
I'm done watching women's golf. Whatever. I don't watch it. It's going to stop me.
There's that one show, though, where she's with a guy and she teaches you golf and she's hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't. And maybe it's Charlie Huff. I don't know what her name is.
From the Golf Channel, right?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Blair something.
Blair O'Neill.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
From Arizona State.
Used to be Holly Saunders.
Of course she is.
She is super hot.
Yes.
I don't know one thing about golf after I watch it, but there's a lot of squirting going on.
Hey! That's Paul Mercurio.
Booyah!
Bring a tarp to the front row this weekend. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.